What's up there in movie land? This is Movie Madness on thisweekingeek.net. We're back for another exciting episode. I am David Double D Dennis, and I'm joined with
Andrew Roebuck
and Mike the Birdman Dodd, who's surprisingly not dead despite reports of my death being slightly exaggerated.
Really? Kind of like when Harrison Ford died like a year ago?
Yeah, when Harrison Ford died, when Macaulay Culkin died. I'm trying to think who else has died recently in the news. All sorts of other stupid crap. Exactly. So, yeah, how's everybody doing in this wonderful time of year where everybody wants to get up in your face because it's the holidays, and God, I hate this time of year.
Yeah, it's been hectic for me. I got my yearly flu that I get almost every Christmas, and it was not pleasant. I'm just getting over the hump now. A few days ago, we wouldn't have been able to record because my nose would have been too stuffed. Not fun.
I myself am just getting over my yearly life-threatening injury. What has happened is I had a really bad infection in my foot, and it came pretty closer. I could have lost my foot potentially below the knee at one point. So I was on some really heavy antibiotics. Thankfully, the nurses and doctors at, I think it's the Headwaters Health Center, took care of me, and as well as my nurse practitioner sister-in-law reassured me that, Michael, you're not dying. So I'm happy that I still get to keep my foot. But let me tell you guys, that was utterly frigging terrifying. I did not enjoy that in the very least.
I can imagine. As for me, I am still maintaining normal bodily functions and am alive. And that's about it.
Fuck you, Andrew.
Oh, good for you!
Look at you and your healthy cells!
As Christian Bale once said.
So, what are we going to be talking about today, Dave?
Today, we might as well jump right into our topic, because it kind of relates to some of the movie-related news of the past week or so. We're talking about our top 10 most anticipated movies of 2015. And how this is going to work is we all have different top 10 lists that we're going to reveal to each other, but obviously there's going to be overlap between lists, because there's going to be some movies that more than one of us is excited about. And we won't be talking about movies twice, because that's redundant. So the first time something is mentioned, we'll do a brief discussion. Then the second time it's mentioned, it'll just be mentioned, and then we'll kind of move on. So we won't necessarily be discussing 30 separate movies, because that would take forever. So, yeah, I guess I'm just gonna... Yeah, okay, I just had to adjust my levels a little bit. All right, so without further ado, I guess we'll jump right into it. I'll do the first one, and then I guess we'll just go in the same order as last time and get Mike to go second and Andrew last, because I hate you. No, I'm just kidding.
It's because he's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll live the longest.
You're probably sadly right. Anyway. Yeah. All right, Dave, fire away.
Okay, my number 10 movie is probably the most obscure on my list. It's a movie called Nailed. I don't know if either of you have heard of this one.
Is this a porno? Nope.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
It really does.
From the makers of Who's Nailin' Palin? No, actually, it's not. This is the latest movie from director David O. Russell, who you may know for movies like American Hustle or Silver Linings Playbook. Andrew, you did not sound super excited when you mentioned his name.
David O. Russell, I don't know. I'll watch his movies because they'll get nominated for Oscars, but I'm not in love with them. They're good movies, but they don't get me excited usually.
Oh, okay. I love David O. Russell, actually. I think his movies are very, I don't know. He has a very unique directing style that's sort of, it's grounded in reality, but it's sort of surrealist at the same time. And I kind of like that. And this movie, the IMDb synopsis, because I don't think there's even a trailer out for it yet, says something about, like, this lady accidentally gets a nail lodged in her head, which causes some kind of a health problem, and then she goes to Washington, and meets up with a young senator who sort of takes up her cause. So it sounds like a really weird movie, just like pretty much everything else that David O. Russell has directed. I'm pretty sure it stars a bunch of people, actually. I could pull up the cast list right now, but I know it has like Jessica Biel, James Marsden. Actually, weirdly enough, none of the David O. Russell regulars, who would be like Christian Bale, Mark Wahlberg,
Nicki Minaj.
Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, none of them are in this movie. So he's working with a lot of people he's never worked with before. And it's one of the only movies this year that's by a director I really like. I think a lot of directors I really enjoy are taking a break in 2015 for some reason. Many of them had movies come out this year or the year before. But David O. Russell has been on a roll. He's been consistently coming out with movies lately, and they're all awesome. So, yeah, that's my number 10.
Well, I wish next. I could say I was as prepared as David in the true throw this together at the last minute, because that's what I do. The movie I'm looking forward to, I guess, in my number 10 spot, I'm actually going to go month by month. There is nothing in January that I give a shit about whatsoever. Okay, I'm excited for this merely because of the trolling possibilities. In fact, I think I described this during one of our commentaries, which you heard this past Wednesday. I'm looking forward to 50 Shades of Grey. Here is why.
Okay.
First off, the cast of this movie, you know what? I actually kind of like them. I actually think they're going to do an okay job. My next question is, how are they going to live with themselves after this? So, the main reason I'm looking forward to this, as I said, I am a huge troll when it comes to this crap. Now, I'm sure some of you are going to get very pissed off and wonder, Mike, why are you doing such a thing? Well, allow me to explain to you my evil plan. There is this wonderful thing called Fart in a Bottle. Or something like that.
Fuck? Where is this going?
I think it's vat19.com. Now, there are those Febreze fresheners that spray an aroma about every 20 minutes for about 3 months. Now, I'm actually going to have to get a chemical gas mask and gloves to handle this, and a location that I don't mind completely screwing up. And I'm going to install this in several local theaters.
No, Michael.
And I'm going to super glue it under a seat. I'm then going to quietly leave the theater.
Blair's reaction to your evil plan will probably be the best part of this whole episode.
You have no idea.
Michael.
Let me put it to you this way. The floors won't just be sticky with other things. There's also going to be a nice trail of vomit as people leave the theaters. I'm sorry. I'm actually really looking forward to this because it's going to be monumentally fucking stupid. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the girls go, oh my god, he's so... What the hell's that smell? And that's what I'm looking forward to. Top that, Andrew!
Well, my first pick is a cheat. I'm a cheater. I'm a cheaty McCheaty pants. And it's actually two movies, but they have the same fucking name.
Okay. It's
The Final Girls and Final Girl. Because apparently we haven't had enough self-aware horror movies in the last few years. We need to get even more self-aware. To be fair, both of these movies are probably going to suck. But Final Girl has one up on Final Girls because it has Abigail Breslin, a.k.a. that weird little girl from, Little Miss Sunshine, yep. So that's a thing. She's probably going to be the Final Girl because she is
in a movie called Final Girl.
Is this that movie? She's the number one candidate. Is this that movie where it has all the horror movie survivors? Or am I thinking of something else?
That I, I don't think either of them actually are.
Oh, that sucks. Because
the plot of The Final Girls is a young woman grieving for the loss of her mother, a famous scream queen from the 80s, finds herself pulled into the world of her mom's most famous movie. That sounds so stupid.
I like mine better.
Actually, that sounds like The Last Action Hero.
But except stupider.
Yeah.
Like, come on. That's going to be awesome.
Clearly Oscar bait material.
Yeah. I'll say this movie has the potential to be awesomely ridiculous. Just from what I'm reading and hearing about it now.
I was really hoping it was... There was a horror movie I heard about, and I don't know whether they're actually making it or not. But they were going to get, like, all the survivors from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, the Jason movies and Scream and all this shit together in one movie. They were going to fight back against the bad guys from all those. That's what I thought this was.
So it'd be that like Survivor All-Stars.
Kind of, or like the Expendables of horror movies or something.
Yeah, that would be cool. That kind of thing happened in one of the Freddy vs. Jason comic book series. So that's
it was like Freddy versus Ash versus the Dream Warriors or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Either way, it's a pretty cool comic because I've read the summary and I've read like the first issue, but it does sound amazingly fucking cool. Man, I wish I'd asked for that as like for Christmas as like a trade paperback or something. Anyway, Dave,
too late.
Number nine. Okay.
My number nine is a movie that may appear on other lists, Terminator Genisys. It's kind of low on my list because I'm kind of a little bit bored with the Terminator franchise at this point.
Horror mouth.
I love Terminator as much as the next guy, but I'm a little fatigued after 3 and 4.
Well, I'm the next guy, and I like it more than you.
And this one, you know, it has the potential to actually be awesome, and Arnold is coming back, and the trailer was actually a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, you got Khaleesi as Sarah Connor, which is some inspired casting, I must say, and at some point, a Time Lord is going to show up into the equation.
Yep, Matt Smith. I really like this this movie. It didn't actually make my list, but it looks really cool. And it's the only one of those three trailers that got released that I actually got excited for, because the other movies that I'm sure to come up left me bored.
I'm ridiculously hyped for this movie. Actually, this will be geek blast for me. I'm looking more forward to Terminator Genisys than I am Star Wars.
I am as well.
I'm like, oh my god, this movie sounded stupid, but looks fucking awesome. Please don't suck.
Yeah, I don't know. I still have reservations about this movie. But like you, I'm also hoping that it does not suck. I might be looking more forward to Star Wars, though, and we may get to that one later. But for now, Mike, what is your number nine?
Yet another guilty pleasure, though this one I'm not going to troll, though I'm pretty sure you may unfriend me after this.
Is it a My Little Pony?
No, but it is something equally as insipid.
Okay.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Really?
With shame.
I quit the show.
Table flip!
I'm just kidding. I watched that first movie and found it non-offensive.
You know what? It has a weird little charm, and I honestly enjoy Kevin James, because when you put him in the right thing, I think he's really funny. Plus, since I just came back from Vegas like a couple of months ago, I'm going to recognize a lot of those places, so it's kind of neat to be able to see that, saying, hey, I know where that is. So I'm hoping it's not stupid. Well, okay. I'm hoping it's less stupid than what I think it's going to be. I hope to be pleasantly surprised by it, but I'm not expecting a miracle here, not by any stretch of the imagination. So that's why it's fairly low on this list. The other one I considered kind of putting here was Hot Tub Time Machine 2, because the first one I thought was okay. It had potential to be really good, but I felt it fell kind of short. And with the sequel, I'm hoping for some redemption here. And like Andrew, the first one wasn't offensive for Paul Blart. So maybe the second one, maybe it'll surprise me. I'm kind of hoping. I have people giving me the middle finger right now. I can feel it. I can really feel it.
If you're not getting the middle finger, I might get the middle finger for being the rare person that actually liked Observe and Report more than Paul Blart. I think
that's what most people thought.
Dave. I don't know about that. Everyone I meet, I think they like Paul Blart more because it's like more accessible. I think Observe and Report was like the darkest comedy I think I've ever seen. Like,
who was in that again?
That was with Seth Rogen, but it's not like a typical Seth Rogen movie. Like, it's really just dark and nasty and mean, and I think it threw a lot of people off, but I like that kind of comedy, so I actually enjoyed it. But I saw Paul Blart as well, and I was like, nah, this is okay. I felt the same way as you. It was like, I don't hate it. I'm not offended by it. It's just kind of there. There was a few funny parts, and
it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
The second one is like
worse.
A rental, maybe. Yeah. Fair enough.
All right.
Maybe the second one will be a hell of a lot worse, but I hope not.
Well, my next movie is a movie mainly on here for the title and who's in it. It's a movie called Barely Lethal, which I just think that's the best title I've ever heard. And it has, like, a crap ton of stars in it. There's, like, Jessica Alba, Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson's in this movie. There's just, like, a bunch of people. And it's basically, like, a teenage special ops agent wants a normal adolescence. So she fakes her own death and enrolls in a suburban high school. And I'm totally in for that. I am totally down for this movie. It sounds silly and ridiculous, and I'm going to love every minute of it.
You know what?
The director is Kyle Newman, and while I may not have liked Fanboys, I like hearing him talk on podcasts, so like I'm hopeful that he'll make something good that I can like.
I think Fanboys is kind of underrated, actually.
I like it.
I enjoyed that movie. But, yeah, I'm just looking at the IMDb for this movie now, and I'm basically in love. Well, not literally in love, but I really love Hailee Steinfeld. I think she's just awesome in everything.
No.
Don't go there. I'm going to be on some kind of a watch list now.
You are already.
Oh, man. But, no, I this movie actually looks really awesome. Just judging from the poster and the title and the cast, I am now also looking forward to this movie that I did not even know existed until right now. That's why I like doing this show. Andrew always brings up all the weird movies that I never knew about.
Keep going!
Okay, who's next?
Wouldn't that be you?
Sorry. Okay. Brain fart moment of the show. My number 8 movie is Jurassic World.
Star-Lord fights dinosaurs next.
It could have been higher on this list. I was a little bit underwhelmed by the trailer, but I don't know. It's a movie that could surprise me, and I'm hoping it will surprise me. I don't like the idea of a hybrid dinosaur. I think that's kind of stupid. But
Weren't there really hybrids awesome. In Jurassic Park 3 where like the raptors were super smart anyway?
They weren't really hybrids. I mean, they introduced like I think they had like female raptors or something like that, and they had weird like things on their head or something like that, but they weren't actually like genetically engineered. See, my thinking behind it is the first Jurassic Park, they had a T-Rex and it was awesome and everyone shit their pants. And then the second Jurassic Park, they had to like up the ante. So now there's two T-Rexes killing people at the same time. And then the third one, the T-Rex is killed by a Spinosaurus that's even bigger than a T-Rex. And now they're making a fourth movie, and it's like, where can they go from there? There's literally no other dinosaur known to man.
Dragons.
Maybe that's what the hybrid is. Maybe they.
If the hybrid was a dragon, I'll be so happy. And
they combined a T-Rex with a pterodactyl and gave it the ability to breathe fire.
So it's basically Godzilla, is what you're saying. Or Rodan, I don't know.
It's possible. I don't know. So yeah, Jurassic World is my number 8 because I'm still looking forward to it. I still think the idea of a fourth Jurassic Park movie to reboot the franchise is a good idea at this point. And it's been long enough from the third movie that I don't feel like I'm bored of this franchise. I'm actually looking forward to more Jurassic Park related things in the future.
Well, hasn't it been like 10 years since Jurassic Park 3? At least
more than that. I think it came out like 2001.
I think. Yeah. So it's something like easily 10
like
plus
13, 14 years. Yeah.
The next movie I'm looking forward to is probably the Peanuts movie. I saw the trailer for this about a week and a half ago. It doesn't look stupid. That honestly surprised me.
I agree, actually. This movie was one that almost made my list. I think if I had a number 11 spot, it would be there. But I had to sacrifice movies that I think look awesome. But yeah, I'm sincerely looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't suck. I mean, the Peanuts, it's something I think is it either can be really hard to screw up or really easy to screw up. Considering modern sensibilities and how animation has been perceived. I mean, as long as they don't treat it like they did, you know, the Smurfs, I think I'll be okay because that's a movie I wanted to be good. And I know that sounds really fucked up, but I love the Smurfs. So I'm really afraid of what they're going to do to it. But after seeing the trailer, you know what? Maybe it won't be so bad. So I've got some optimism here.
I think the problem is today's kid audiences demand like action in almost everything, and Peanuts is not an action-based franchise. It's like social commentary for children, and to make that work in today's setting is going to be challenging, but I mean, it's possible. It would just be hard to pull off. But it's such a beloved thing that it's, like you said, it's kind of hard to screw up.
I feel like a lot of people will go see this and then they'll be like, wait a minute, this is intelligent. I don't like this. Like, they'll be like, wait a minute, this kid is depressed. Depression? What? Where's our...
I don't want to learn about other people's problems.
I'm looking forward to this. I'm always optimistic and... Anybody who doesn't like the Peanuts is a communist.
Can die in a vat of lava.
Yeah, that.
I was going to say whale splooge, but okay. Mike died. Well,
I think that's even worse. But
well, then, coincidentally, that ties into my next movie. No,
Whales in Love.
There actually is a Moby Dick movie. I should have put that on there. But my next movie... is called Ex Machina, and I like the title for one. And I saw the trailer. The trailer looks pretty interesting. It's basically like takes place in this weird cabin where this eccentric inventor has made like a human robot hybrid, like basically made like a weird cyborg prototype that looks interesting. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's basically by the same people who did the same guy who wrote Sunshine and 28 Days Later. So it's got kind of a that feel to it. It looks like it'll be an interesting thriller where from the trailer, it looked like the robot was not the villain. So it's supposed to be a thriller where it's the inventor who's the bad guy, not the robot thing he created. Which I think actually sounds way more interesting because it's like, oh, yeah, who cares? You made a robot that kills people. Boring. Oh, the person who made the robot is evil. Now I'm interested. I don't know. It looks like an interesting movie, and I'm going to see it and go, eh, or yeah.
Yeah, this one is kind of an honorable mention for me because it's one I think could go either way, that it could be really awesome or it could just be kind of kind of fall flat and be kind of forgettable. I find a lot of sci-fi from like 2000 to present has been kind of hit or miss in that way.
Right.
But there has been very few groundbreaking, I think.
Yeah, there's been a few that are really awesome, and then a whole lot that have just kind of not stood out.
I'm
hoping
this
movie
be,
really, really. I'm hoping
I don't expect
it'll be good.
This one to be. Sorry, I kept cutting you off. I don't expect this to be like a groundbreaking one. I feel like it'll be more like an indie sci-fi that'll have some really cool and interesting elements on it, and talk about man versus machine, and I don't know. It's the kind of sci-fi tropes that I enjoy.
So kind of like how Looper was indie and still kind of cool, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm hoping it has a Looper feel.
Or Moon, or that kind of movie.
Yeah.
Like, kind of low-budget-ish, but still an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely something I'm also looking forward to. All right, my number seven is a movie I was kind of iffy on, but then I saw the trailer, or I guess the teaser, and it looked awesome. Mad Max Fury Road, the fourth Mad Max movie, and the first one to not have Mel Gibson in it. Because he's crazy. But this movie, I didn't know what to think. It's been in development hell since like the 90s, I think. When they first started trying to make this movie, Mel Gibson was still attached to star in it. So it's been that long, and now it's finally coming out. And at, I think it was last year's Comic-Con, they revealed a teaser trailer for it. And it just looked awesome. It doesn't really give anything away about the plot or anything, but the entire look of the movie is everything I would expect from a Mad Max movie. Like that kind of dark post-apocalyptic future with cars with like spikes on them and dangerous shit like that. And I love Tom Hardy, and I think he's the perfect choice for this role. So, yeah. Any other thoughts?
I'm looking forward to this. It looks pretty cool.
It'll be pretty awesome, I think.
Or else.
Or else I'll strap you to the hood of my car.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
next movie I'm looking forward to. This has pretty much been unexpectedly added to my list. Goosebumps. Although,
yeah. This got really close to making my list. Real close.
Although I will say, I think it's probably about, I don't know, about 10 years too late. Honestly, because...
No, yeah, man, but I think that's what makes it awesome. But,
yeah.
Yeah, now we've got the nostalgia
like
factor.
That movie, yeah, nostalgia is just going to make everyone go, I want to watch this movie. I like the plot synopsis because it makes it sound like they're going to bring all of the Goosebumps stories into it. Because it's like the niece of R.L. Stine and all of his monsters are getting released into the world, and she has to join with some weird kid to fight them all off. It sounds cool.
I just, see, I guess my problem is with it just because I remember when Goosebumps used to be a thing, like a huge thing. Like, I read Goosebumps in grade 6. Do some math about that. So it's been a long time coming for me. So I'm kind of hoping it's, you know, good. But,
well, you got Jack Black playing R.L. Stine.
Which is a really weird casting choice, in my opinion. But I'm hoping we see a trailer for this sooner as opposed to later. It comes out in August, I think, which is... far as I know, is where you put stuff that you don't really give a shit about.
Well, it's like the end of the summer period, I guess. But that's around the time when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, wasn't
it? But that's because that's a movie they had no idea whether it was going to be successful.
Was going to be that good?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
that's the thing, is Goosebumps could be overshadowed by other early August or late July movies that just kind of make people not care about it, and I hope not, because I do hope it's actually really good.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to next.
Awesome. For me, this is a movie that I don't really know much about, but I'm mainly interested in it because of the cast, And it's yet again, it's another independent sci-fi movie. It's called 400 Days. And the plot of this is 400 Days centers on four astronauts sent on a simulated mission to a distant planet to test the psychological effects of deep space travel. So it's basically like a bunch of people on like a small little planet have to go away for 400 days and just to see how humans can cope with this. And the main reason why I'm interested in this movie is because I really like Brandon Routh, and I feel like he's in the movie, obviously, but I feel like he hasn't really been given much to do after Superman Returns, like, didn't do well. Everyone kind of just like let wrote him die.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, and wrote him off and didn't put him in anything. And he's been great in, like, all of these, like, small appearances he's been making, like in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And he's, like, really cool.
Or an Arrow.
Yeah, he's really cool.
I love him as the Atom. I can't wait until he actually gets his suit on and shrinks inside of people and whatever.
He's going to be,
gonna
cool.
be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. But that's kind of the main reason why I'm looking forward to this movie. And also, apparently, Dane Cook is in this movie, which I would imagine would bring anyone to insanity being close to Dane Cook for 400 days. So hopefully he'll die horribly.
Either he dies or everyone else kills themselves. That's the only two outcomes for the end of this movie.
Especially when Dane Cook's involved. But anyways, yep, that is my... Oh, wait! Weirdly enough, another DC guy is in this movie. Tom Cavanaugh, the crazy doctor on The Flash, is also in this movie. I like that guy.
Yeah, a lot of... I'm just looking at the cast now. It's like a lot of people I know, but they're all like... They're all people who have weird little bit parts in stuff.
Oh, and... Oh. This is like an Arrow DC Comics reunion, because also the girl who played Black Canary is on this in this movie. So if you like Arrow and The Flash, you should probably watch this movie.
Apparently. Yeah, no, it looks pretty cool. All right, my next movie, number 6, one that may or may not appear on other people's lists higher up, Avengers Age of Ultron. I wanted to put a little bit higher on my list, but there's too many other things I'm looking forward to, so it got pushed down a little bit. But I am sincerely looking forward to this because the first Avengers was awesome, and Marvel is more hit than they are miss. There's very few Marvel Studio movies that I don't like, and even if I don't like them, there's none that I really hate. So this movie is going to be awesome, and the trailer looks really cool. And we have Iron Man in the Hulkbuster costume, which we've been waiting for I don't know how long.
This is my number one.
I'm surprised. Well, you didn't have to tell me that right away.
Oh, my God. Like you didn't know.
I figured it would be in your top 3, but...
Oh, my God.
This movie didn't make my list, but that's because I know it'll be good. Because I know it'll be good. This is what I'm anticipating.
Okay,
I know
fair
it's
going to
be good.
Yeah, but that's why, like, you do put it on your list.
Right, but, like, I'm not... I am looking forward to it. But it's not going to be like, holy shit, I have to see what the hell happens here. Because I kind of know what's going to happen.
You just
gonna
know
be
it's
going
to be great. Yeah, there's no,
I know it's
gonna
there's
be great,
no
will
like,
it be good or not. It's like,
yeah,
pretty much 100% it will be good. It's just how good.
Yeah. So there's my defense. Also, I knew you guys would probably put it on your list somewhere, so I knew it would get talked about.
Fair enough. So, Mike, I assume you have things to say about this movie.
Oh my God. See, the main reason I'm hype about this movie is I want to know how it's going to work into the overall MCU kind of narrative. How's it going to blend in with S.H.I.E.L.D.? How's it going to work with some of the other movies that we see? How does this lead into Ant-Man, which comes out in July?
Yeah, that's what I want to know why they put this one out first instead of putting Ant-Man and then Avengers.
Yeah, because Hank Pym is a founding member of the Avengers, but it's not Hank Pym that's in this incarnation. They're using Scott Lang, who's the younger who's Paul Rudd
and
for some reason.
And also, Ultron is originally
created by Hank Pym.
Yep,
right? Pym, yeah, so how do... I'm wondering if they go into that backstory in Avengers I and think then flesh it out in Ant-Man or
I think it's all Ultraman. I mean, not Ultraman. I think it's all Iron Man, at least from what I see. Huh. Like, they might reference that he's using old program codes or something from Hank Pym, but I think the majority of it's going to be Iron Man creates Ultron.
Like, I'm so hyped for this. I mean, like, mostly, I really want to know how Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to work into it, and that's a show that has been amazingly been consistent this year.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been really good. Has it been confirmed to be going another season?
Oh, you see, that's a show. Because the MCU is so big, as long as Marvel's making money, I can't see them ever giving up on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Because it keeps the interest in the public eye.
Yeah, no, true. Yeah. I really like this season of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s, like, hella good, so.
It's been really dark this season, too. Like, it's like their Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, the last episode dispatched a character I really like, but we won't get into it.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys have seen the mid-season finale, which was this past Tuesday, and get excited for when it comes back in March, but we have Agent Carter in January, so that's okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, like, not how Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to affect Avengers, but the opposite, like how Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to change after the Avengers.
My guess is you're going to see more miracles, as they're referred to, or as the show has been kind of hinting at, the Inhumans in the Terrigen Mists. You're going to see Inhumans long before the Inhumans movie comes out. They just don't know what to call them. So, I'm looking forward to this. So, I guess, for my next movie, what number are we on right now?
We are on 6.
Wow, we are so not going to make the hour, although we're going to have to find out a way to make it happen. Pixels. This one is basic. How do I even describe this one? Pixels, it's kind of like video game experts are recruited by the army to fight together 19-era video game characters who are attacking New York with Adam Sandler and Peter Dinklage.
See, that sounds awesome. I almost put this on my list, except Adam Sandler.
Yeah. I kind of had the same reaction. I was like, I just don't really like Adam Sandler's comedy. But that doesn't mean it's going to suck, but it gives it a higher probability of suckage.
See, I don't want to suck, but that being said, I'm not afraid to say I do like some of Adam Sandler's movies, and I think the most recent movie of his I liked was Funny People, and I really liked Click.
Click was all right.
And I kind of...
like, most recent, like, 3 or 4 movies have all been pretty much been duds, if you don't count Hotel Transylvania.
See, I thought the first Grown Ups was harmless. My wife really likes it, and I'm thinking, you know what? It's not terrible. Grown Ups 2 was like the Auschwitz of cinema. It's terrible. I probably offended somebody by saying that.
It's okay.
I've got tons more, folks.
They shouldn't be offended because you're talking about Grown Ups 2.
The Auschwitz of cinema. Oh my god, please someone take the ball.
Okay, next, Andrew.
Mine is Jupiter Ascending. I didn't realize there was a trailer for this, and I just watched it without sound, so the trailer looked kind of cool, but I mainly put it on here because I really liked Cloud Atlas, and I'm really gunning for the Wachowskis to just keep making more and more interesting, but like middle-budget sci-fi movies that tackle really interesting areas of science fiction. So it looks cool. I like Channing Tatum a lot. So let's go Jupiter Ascending. Yeah.
See, I didn't really like Cloud Atlas. I was kind of disappointed by it.
I had to turn it off because I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
There's like 7 storylines all going on at once. I didn't really have a problem following them or anything. It's just there's like 2, maybe 3 that I actually cared about out of like the whole 7 that takes up like 3 hours of this movie.
No fucks are given.
But no,
well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, I liked futuristic Korea. I thought looked cool at least, and I liked the old people that were escaping from like the old folks' home, and that's about it. But I don't know, Jupiter Ascending. It looks weird, anyways. Like I saw the trailer. I can't remember where I saw the trailer. I don't know, some movie I saw recently, and I was like, this looks very strange. So I have no idea what to make of that movie, if it's going to be good or bad. But I think every Wachowski's movie is kind of like that. You just have to wait till it comes out.
Yep. And apparently it involves somebody called the Queen of the Universe. So I'm down.
Yeah, clearly a lot of thought was put into that.
It's the Queen of the Universe.
All right. I'm actually thinking we could just go to number 5 and then maybe save 4, 3, 2, 1 for another episode.
You know what? Okay.
I could just do it now. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Tell you what. Why don't we just do 3 more? These are the ones you're looking forward to the most. All right, guys. No, you know what? Fuck that noise. Star Wars. Let's just get it out of the way. This is on someone's list. We know this.
Yeah, it's
not mine.
It's my number 4.
I am cautiously optimistic.
I was cautiously optimistic because I was like, I don't really want another Star Wars that much. I'm kind of bored of Star Wars. But I actually really like the trailer. Like, I got really excited after watching that just because it looks and feels like a Star Wars movie. A lot more, I think, than the prequels did. Like, it has that kind of used universe look to it. You can't really tell anything about the movie from the trailer. Like, it doesn't give you anything about the plot except there's been an awakening in the Force, apparently.
And in the future, they drive fudgesicles.
Yeah. Because
that speeder looks so stupid. See,
I thought it looked kind of cool.
It looks like a fudgesicle! They're riding
it looks like a cool fudgesicle.
A fudgesicle with jet engines. Okay. The Force Awakens trailer, to me, it reminds me a lot of how the prequels looked. And I'm okay with that because I like the prequels. I know, blasphemy. Mike at thisweekingeek.net, subject line, you fucking suck.
I don't hate the prequels either. I think they're okay. I think this movie has the look of like the OT and the prequels kind of put together, which I think is cool.
I one thing, I actually was talking about this over on Geekcast Radio. I do not get the weird racism that came out about this movie, which is so weird.
Because the main guy is black?
Yeah, I'm
I was like really surprised because I was like, whoa, what? That like didn't even like even register at all to me because I was just like, oh, okay, he's a stormtrooper guy. Like, that was it. I wasn't like a black
stormtrooper. Like, woo, he's black.
I was like, and assholes, Temuera Morrison's not exactly Whitey McCrackerson.
That and like, I was kind of like a little bit like, I'm annoyed by like so many of the Spaceballs references because they like everybody decided to put the one black stormtrooper from Spaceballs.
So Tuvok. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, guys. It's just a black guy. Peoples are black. Peoples are white. Peoples are black. Peoples are peoples.
We ain't found shit. like it's just really unexpected. Plus the fact, okay, all you motherfuckers like Sam Jackson, shut your mouth. Lando Calrissian, space pimp. And
Lando was awesome. And sadly, I think is not going to be in this movie, which is my biggest gripe about it, really.
Damn it.
Orlando.
I love Billy Dee. And I don't know, it just seems really out of left field. Plus the fact, like, Star Wars is the ultimate movie for racial diversity. Look at the rebellion. Like, look at all the aliens.
Well, I mean, you have an entire galaxy of people. Some of them are going to be from, you know, like, hotter planets and darker skin.
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly. You're going to have people that have fur on their heads, weird-shaped noses, people.
You're going to have Balchinians.
Balchinians, yes. Like, seriously, guys. I mean, and then there's the whole stupid bit over
crossbar lightsaber.
The lightsaber, which
everyone
watch Stephen Colbert's explanation of it. He does it really well. As a Star Wars nerd, I get it. I accept it. And let's all not forget, look how cool Darth Maul's was. This, heard my wife burp, amazing. This thing looks like a lightsaber claymore. Come on, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's not, it's, I don't know, the, I have...
Lightsaber William Wallace! Lightsaber
thing, but I'm warming, yeah, I'm warming to the Crossguard lightsaber. It's
I'll
not
watch
as stupid
it regardless.
As I first thought it was, but...
I'll watch it regardless. There's no way of escaping it, so yeah. I won't judge it until I actually see it, so...
Okay.
Yeah, we need to wait until there's a full trailer to really tell what it's even about.
Next movie I think we should probably all mention, because it's going to get brought up anyway. The Fantastic Four reboot.
Who was going to bring that up?
Oh, yeah, that's not on my list. That's not even an honorable mention for me.
Is somebody looking forward to Dumovich?
I'm so looking forward to friggin' Dumovich. This is yet another movie that I will troll. Although, you know what? I've read the official plot synopsis. It doesn't sound as stupid, but I want to see a trailer. I want to see some behind-the-scenes stuff. The fact that we didn't even get a costume reveal really surprised me. Now, I think the next time we're going to get a chance to see something will likely either be A, at Super Bowl, or B, at Toy Fair in February, when all the licensees, like Hasbro and Toy Biz, you know, basically all the big toy companies, show off all their latest toys for the upcoming year. So, as far as I know, I'm trying to think who holds Fantastic Four license for toys. I guess if it's just under Marvel, it'll be Hasbro. So we'll probably see some movie tie-in toys for this, I would imagine. But we didn't see anything for Days of Future Past. So that being said, I don't know. So I think Marvel holds all the licenses to any figures, which is why we didn't see anything. So, and with them trying to sweep Fantastic Four under the rug, I don't suspect we'll see anything either. Plus, I think the Fantastic Four toys sat on shelves anyways, but that's a different story for a different time. I like Fantastic Four. I liked the latest run on Fantastic Four until they pretty much run them into the ground. They're pretty much going to kill them, and they're not going to be a part of the new Marvel Universe come next summer. So
see, that sucks, because they're like a pillar of the Marvel Universe.
They're Marvel's first family. They are the comic that ushered in the like Silver Age.
Yeah, they're extremely important characters, and they've never really been treated right, at least in terms of movies. So that's why I'm hoping this movie doesn't suck, but Fox has been super guarded about it. Like, there's barely been any news or teasers or anything about this movie.
We knew more about the Roger Corman one of the 90s than we knew about this one. That's terrifying.
And that kind of scares me.
What else should we talk about on this list, guys?
We should talk about my number one, The Lobster.
What? Are you serious?
Shush, you have to listen to this plot summary.
Okay.
A love story set in a dystopian near future where single people are arrested and transferred to a creepy hotel. There, they are obligated to find a matching mate in 45 days. If they fail, they are transformed into an animal and released into the woods.
What the hell?
And it's
directed by someone on drugs.
It sounds amazing. And it's it stars Colin Farrell, Rachel Weisz. So John C. Reilly is in this movie. Like, there is a lot of big names in this movie. And it's directed by the same guy who did, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's the movie Dogtooth. I don't know if you guys have seen that one.
I've never even heard of it.
Dogtooth was a really, really weird Greek movie a few years ago, and it was also amazing, so okay. I'm kind of looking forward to this movie on the basis of that as well. Yeah. Apparently the movie is supposed to be a comedy, but I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know what to say. That sounds super weird. I'll go see it just for the weird factor, because I like weird stuff. But yeah, I'm actually surprised by the big names that are in this movie. Like when you were describing it, I thought it was some like student film.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yep.
The main movie I want to talk about are movies, I guess, that we haven't mentioned. My number one, and then another movie that wasn't on my list, Inside Out and The Good Dinosaur. The next two Pixar movies. Inside Out looks amazing, and I'm super excited about it because it's the weirdest concept for a kid's movie, and I think only Pixar can pull it off. And the idea to have all the characters be the emotions inside of a prepubescent girl's head is just the strangest thing I've ever heard. And I think given to any other animation studio, it probably would have been stupid or just kind of overly safe. And I think Pixar is going to take a lot of risks with this movie. And I just know this is going to be amazing. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. The Good Dinosaur, I have no idea because I don't even know what it's about. And the title of it sounds kind of stupid. So I'm just hoping it's good because it's Pixar.
Yeah, other movie I'm looking forward to, and this will probably be the last one that I mention. Big surprise here, Ant-Man. Once again, want to know how it's going to fit into the MCU.
Yeah, I was looking forward to Ant-Man when it was Edgar Wright directing it, and then he dropped off, and I was like, I don't care anymore.
See,
I want to, but...
The fact that it might be Marvel's heist movie, Marvel's crime movie... This could be really cool. I mean, I picture it as Ocean's 11, but with superpowers. So this could be really cool. Plus, it might explain a lot of the other science side that isn't Stark Tech, which is something that I'm looking forward to. Like I said, learning more about Hank Pym and all that stuff and the whole Pym particles. Plus, I wonder what Easter eggs they're going to hide in this one. Like, are they going to start laying groundwork for Doctor Strange? Stuff like that. Are we going to learn a little bit more about this, that, and the other thing? What surprise cameos are going to happen in it? Because think about it. We don't know shit about Ant-Man. We've seen not even a teaser. We've seen a few seconds of footage from a Marvel special that was on TV for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We've seen the test footage from Edgar Wright. That's all we've seen. So
I just don't know how I feel about the man who brought you Bring It On and the breakup directing an Ant-Man movie.
Okay. Well,
that was a major step down in terms of directors.
But weren't the guys who did Captain America do some shit too?
Whoa. They did Community.
Okay.
They were Community directors.
But they were sitcom
first. The
best
episodes.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Give this a chance because Marvel doesn't often make mistakes. I mean, think about this. James Gunn did weird, frigged up horror movies.
PG porn.
Yeah, and PG porn. So, and he gave us what was arguably one of the best movies of this year. So, it's Marvel. Trust in Kevin Feige. All trust in Feige.
I'll give it a chance, but it didn't make my best of list. The only other movie I really, really want to talk about is that I'm surprised no one's brought up yet. My number two movie, Spectre, a.k.a. Bond 24.
That's next year?
Late next year. I think it comes out November, December, around the same time that the next Star Wars movie is coming out. But they just announced the title for it, and they announced most of the cast. It's got Christoph Waltz in it. It's got, I can't remember the guy's name, but he played the bad guy on Sherlock.
Yep.
So that's going to be awesome. Monica Bellucci is going to be one of the girls in it.
Batista. Drax.
Really?
Yeah, that's Batista, man. That's Dave Batista.
I just didn't know he was going to be in this.
Yeah, he plays Mr. Jinx or something like that.
Maybe he's like the crazy henchman.
That's what I'm guessing.
Kills people with his shoe or something.
He's the new Jaws, I guess, or the new Blofeld guy or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're trying to go more for a Skyfall feel with this movie, which I love Skyfall, so I'm okay with that. I'm just hoping, because they're doing a lot of the same stuff that they did with Skyfall, I just hope it doesn't get old by this point. I mean, it's got the same director, As far as I know, Adele is coming back to do another song. It's
what,
even
really? Have they ever done that before in James Bond? Like had a song person do both of the songs?
Not in a row, but they did get...
Didn't Bono come back and do like a couple or something?
No, I can't remember her name, but the girl who did Goldfinger.
Goldfinger!
Yeah, she did like three of them. She did Diamonds Are Forever and Moonraker as well. Yeah. Shirley Bassey.
Oh, okay.
She's done like three of them, so I guess Adele will be the first one to do two in a row, if I'm right about this. I just remember hearing this somewhere. I could be wrong. But, I mean, I love James Bond. Over the last few years, I've become a massive James Bond fan. I just finished reading all of the original Ian Fleming novels. And finally, the Eon Productions got the rights back to Spectre and Blofeld, something that another rival company had owned the rights to for years and years. There's a whole history behind that and a big like lawsuit and stuff. If you want to read up about it, I would recommend Googling that. But now they finally have the rights back to that, and it'll be awesome to see this version of James Bond, this modernized version, take on the evil special, I can't even remember what it stands for, Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, and Extortion, I think.
And Revenge or something?
And Revenge and Extortion. So, and I don't think they revealed who's going to be playing Blofeld yet. They might not even show him in this movie, but yeah, I'm hyped about this.
Yeah, should be good.
I think more than I am for any of the other like major big studio movies coming out next year.
Outside of the Marvel stuff, I think this will be pretty high up for me too. I'm looking forward to it. I didn't know it was coming out next year. I just knew they were talking about it, so... Yeah, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Plus, I'm really happy that Dave Bautista is getting more movie roles. I mean, his last run in WWE is Bautista. Trust me, you'd have to be a wrestling guy to really get that. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he does, because he did an awesome job in Guardians. So looking forward to this next role for him.
Yeah, I'll watch it. It'll be a good movie.
Okay, any other ones that we want to bring up?
Let me very quickly take a look at a list. So, Andrew, go ahead.
Here, I'll just name off my other ones, like, super quick. There's Triple Nine, which is by John Hillcoat, the same guy who did, The Proposition? Yeah, The Proposition, The Road, and Lawless, all movies I really liked, so I like him. There's In a Valley of Violence, which is a revenge Western film by Ty West, starring Karen Gillan, Ethan Hawke. So I really like Ty West as a director. He did Innkeepers. He did The House of the Devil. And most recently, The Sacrament, which was a crazy friggin' movie. So I'm looking forward to that. Crimson Peak. I love me some Guillermo del Toro. And I love this cast. So hopefully it is good. And my last one would be Mr. Holmes, which is an old Sherlock Holmes played by... Ian McKellen. And I love Ian McKellen, and I love Sherlock Holmes, so that should be awesome.
You can go ahead. I've got two more that I'll just briefly rattle off.
They're remaking Point Break. It's in post-production right now. I'm really curious, because I thought the original was a bit of stupid fun. If you like the movie Hot Fuzz, you probably like this movie too. So I'm looking forward to seeing if they recreate the scene where Keanu Reeves lays on his back and fires a clip into the air because he's frustrated. So I don't know. This could be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that one. Another one that I'm kind of looking forward to is the Hitman movie, which I know we tried it with Timothy Olyphant, of all people. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens with this one. I'm hoping for... that they will finally make a good video game movie. I'm still holding out hope for Mass Effect when that happens sometime in the next 10,000 years. so yeah, that's all I've got.
Okay, well, speaking, I'll bring up what I said too. I have one more actually, because you mentioned video game movies. The Ratchet and Clank movie is going to be apparently happening next year, and I love Ratchet and Clank, and I think it basically is like you're playing through an awesome kids movie. So that was kind of a no brainer. I'm actually surprised it took them this long to make it. But the other two movies that are on my list that I'm really looking forward to, one that I'm surprised Andrew didn't bring up is The Hateful Eight.
New Tarantino. I had it on there. I removed it though. I'm not as big on Tarantino as I once was.
This one, I just don't know how I feel about him doing two Westerns in a row. But I really like the cast after they announced that. It's got a lot of people that Tarantino hasn't worked with in a while. So that one looks cool, I guess, from the little that we know about it so far. I guess apparently I can read the script because it's been leaked, but I don't want to completely spoil the movie for myself. I don't know why someone would want to do that.
I bet he changes that script hardcore.
Yeah, maybe. And the other one I'm really looking forward to is Chappie, which is the next Neil Blomkamp movie.
Chappie.
I wasn't sure how to feel about this movie because I was actually super disappointed by Elysium, a movie that I thought could have been amazing and was just okay. Yeah.
I liked Elysium.
But Chappie actually looks like kind of a return to form for Blomkamp. Like, it looks less Elysium and more District 9. It actually looks really, really good from the trailer, what we've seen so far. It's basically a robot with artificial intelligence, and Hugh Jackman is like, we can't have robots! They're gonna kill us all! And so they go after Chappie, who's basically like kind of a benign, like, just wants to get along with people. And yeah, it's actually very similar to that Ex Machina movie that you were talking about earlier, where the robot isn't the bad guy. It's like the people that are kind of going after him. So
right.
It's an interesting concept for a sci-fi movie. And because it's Blomkamp, the special effects in it, at the very least, are going to be amazingly, spectacularly awesome. So I don't know. That's about it for me. I think we touched on just about everything. I mean, there's other stuff. There's a million movies coming out next year. There's a new Rambo. There's a new Mission Impossible. There's the next Maze Runner movie, which I was actually pleasantly surprised by the first one. So I'll go see that. But obviously, we can't talk about everything.
I did think of one movie that I want to just very quickly mention.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Z Resurrection of F. They resurrect Frieza.
Is it another live action one, or is this like an animated one?
It's another animated one. It takes place after Battle of Gods, where he fights that cat god. So I don't know. It looks cool. The fact that they're bringing back Frieza and he has all the guys in like the Saiyan armor helping him out. So I guess he's coming back from hell to take revenge on Goku. The last time we saw Frieza was in, I think, Dragon Ball Z. It was in the 13th movie. It was in the 12th or 13th movie, whose name completely escapes me. And Gohan kills him in a single shot in his great Saiyaman outfit. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this works into the very loose continuity of the Dragon Ball Z movies. But it looks cool. There's a trailer up on YouTube. Go take a look. Anyway.
Alrighty. At least it's not a live-action Dragon Ball movie. All right, so guys, before we close off, any closing thoughts about 2015 and your expectations for it?
It's gonna be good.
It's a good year to be a nerd.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's there's a lot of awesome-looking nerdy movies coming out next year. And a lot of things I've been looking forward to for a very long time are finally coming to fruition in 2015. So, yeah, hopefully I don't die during that year. And hopefully you don't, too. All right. Thank you for listening to Movie Madness. I've been your host, David Double D Dennis, and I've been joined with
someone. Andrew Roebuck.
Mike the Birdman Dodd.
And stay tuned next time. only on thisweekingeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? That 10 seconds.
You gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico. Holy shit. Oh my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Whoa, my God, whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at pronobozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.